The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Stephen George, who, by the way, has had some health issues. So welcome back. And would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
First Kings chapter 3, verse 9 says, "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this your great people?" Heavenly Father, just as King Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding, we also ask for wisdom and discernment as we do the work entrusted to us. Bless our governor and lieutenant governor. Bless each senator and their staff. Bless our elected officials and all who work for them. Bless us with wisdom and understanding that we may lead and serve the people of this great state in a way that is honoring to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Burns-Ketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
All right, quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, second
day. Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
All right, thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right. The Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though it's been having fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guests. Seeing none, the next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, I've got two bills I'm sending forward. No introduction necessary.
All right. Would you please send those bills forward? And Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 1531, offered by Senator Schroer, an act relating to child custody.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 1532, offered by Senator Schroer, an act relating to support orders.
Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill and no explanation necessary.
All right, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 1533, offered by Senator Brown of the 16th, an act relating to licensure of dentists and dental hygienists.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th.
I have a bill.
All right, please send the bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
All right, Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 1534, offered by Senator Nicola, an act relating to sales tax.
All right, introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
All right, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 1535, offered by Senator Carter, an act relating to a local real property tax credit for certain disabled veterans.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Livingston.
I have a bill. No explanation will be required.
All right, thank you, Senator. Please send the bill forward, and then, Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 1536, offered by Senator Black, an act relating to the appointment of a designated health care decision maker.
All right, thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills, and there's no explanation necessary.
All right, please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 1537, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to a tax credit for certain firearm safety training courses.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 1538, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to certain convention and visitors commissions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th.
I have two bills.
All right, please send the bills forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill Number 1539, offered by Senator Roberts, an act relating to living donor medical orders for members of the Missouri National Guard.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill Number 1540, offered by Senator Roberts, an act relating to certain convention and visitors commissions.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you. I have a bill, and I would like to explain it.
All right. Would you please send the bill forward? And I'm sorry, you would like to explain the bill? All right. Please proceed.
You. Today, I'm filing the Youth Mental Health Preservation Act. This legislation would allow professional licensure review of mental health professionals in Missouri who engage in conversion therapy. Conversion therapy is a practice condemned by the American Medical Association, the American Psychiatric Association, and the American Counseling Association, as well as the National Association of Social Work. Conversion therapy is a harmful practice that attempts to forcibly change somebody's sexual orientation or identity with techniques that range from shaming to hypnosis to inducing vomiting or electric shock. Medical associations have enumerated the direct risks of conversion therapy to include depression, guilt, helplessness, hopelessness, shame, social withdrawal, and a distinct rise in suicidality. Laws protecting children from conversion therapy are needed to ensure that therapists who are licensed by the state of Missouri are providing competent care and that they're not harming their patients. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 1541, offered by Senator McCreary, an act relating to conversion therapy for minors.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation needed at this time.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Please send the bills forward. And Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill Number 1542, offered by Senator Crawford, an act relating to fiduciaries and probate matters.
All right, Madam Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill Number 1543, offered by Senator Crawford, an act relating to homeowners insurance with penalty provisions.
All right, thank you. Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Clay.
Mr. President, I have a bill. No explanation needed.
All right, thank you. Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 1544, offered by Senator Nirenberg, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure.
All right, introduction of bills. Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, I have a bill and no explanation is necessary.
All right, thank you, Senator. Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 1545, offered by Senator Bean, an act relating to off-track pari-mutuel wagering on horse racing.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation needed.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 1546, offered by Senator Trent, an act relating to financial institutions.
Okay, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1547, offered by Senator Trent, an act relating to benevolent tax credits.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate concurrent resolutions.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be a second reading of Senate concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. SCR 16.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 16, a concurrent resolution relating to Charlie Kirk Day.
All right. That resolution shall be referred.
SCR 17.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 17, a concurrent resolution relating to the official professional football team of the state of Missouri.
All right. That resolution shall also be referred. Thank you, Senator.
Please refer SCR 14 and SCR 15 to Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Thank you, Senator. They shall be referred.
Thank you.
Senator from Platt. Senator, a point of clarification. Senator from Shelby. I apologize. On those first two resolutions, 16 and 17, I think we need you to reference those are being referred to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules and Resolutions.
Yes, SCR 16, Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions and Ethics, and SCR 17, Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions and Ethics.
All right, they shall be referred. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, would you please read those messages?
Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following members to act with a light committee from the Senate pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 21. Representatives Anderson, Hine, Prudy, Mosley, Kelly, Coleman, Durnell, Farnan, Roberts, and Taylor of the 48th. Respectfully submitted, Joseph Engler, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 13th at 2 p.m.
All right, thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 13th at 2 p.m.